What if your greatest legacy wasn't what you personally accomplished, but who you developed? John C. Maxwell's transformative discovery changed his entire leadership approach. The greatest return on investment for any leader comes from developing other leaders. This philosophy built his global leadership empire that has trained millions worldwide. Companies like Delta Airlines and Chick-fil-A have made this book required reading for executives, with CEOs using it as their leadership development blueprint. Even NBA legend Kobe Bryant kept a dog-eared copy in his office as his leadership playbook. The impact extends beyond business success. It has sparked leadership movements in over 150 countries, transforming organizations and communities alike. The leadership deficit exists everywhere, but most organizations struggle to identify and develop potential leaders effectively. Are you ready to create a legacy that outlasts you by investing in others? Leadership potential surrounds us, but we often miss it by not actively looking. Like a proactive driver who recognizes you at the airport rather than passively holding a sign, great leaders actively spot leadership potential in others. When seeking potential leaders, examine six key areas. First, assess your organization's leadership needs. Second, evaluate who already shows influence using the five levels of leadership: position, title, permission, relationships, production, results, people development, and pinnacle, reputation. Attitude is crucial. As Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian says, "We hire for attitude, but train for aptitude." Look for willingness to learn, improve, serve, think of others, add value, and make sacrifices. Leadership skill comes from the head, but attitude comes from the heart. When evaluating abilities, remember finding good leaders is like finding a high jumper. You need one person who can jump 7 feet, not seven people who can jump 1 foot. Finally, examine their track record. The best potential leaders are builders who remain hungry for improvement, thrive in uncertainty, and inspire others with their passion. Nothing attracts potential leaders more powerfully than an invitation to the leadership table, where they observe, discuss, and experience leadership firsthand. Here, they encounter a culture of guidance rather than rules, exchanging ideas, having their thinking challenged, applying learnings, and holding each other accountable. Leadership is more caught than taught. While lectures and books have value, hands-on experience is superior. Research shows only 5% of learners transfer skills after learning theory alone, versus 90% when theory combines with demonstration, practice, feedback, and coaching. When creating your leadership roundtable, establish clear expectations, honest discussion over teaching, an encouraging environment, full participation, no bad questions, everyone adds value, focus on application, and mutual accountability. When Neville Isdell became CEO of struggling Coca-Cola in 2004, he launched a global listening tour before making changes. He gathered his top 150 executives to collaboratively develop a growth plan, giving them ownership of the strategy. The result? 11 consecutive quarters of meeting growth targets and a 30% return to shareholders. Isdell demonstrated the law of connection. Leaders touch a heart before they ask for a hand. Connecting requires questioning, listening, and empathy. People commit to leaders when they feel understood. This connection happens when leaders value people, include them, maintain a teachable spirit, listen well, and express gratitude. Most people share common needs. They're insecure, need confidence, want to feel special, desire hope, need direction, are selfish, want their needs addressed first, get emotionally low, need encouragement, want inclusion, desire success, and crave appreciation. Asking questions creates discovery room rather than confining team members with directions. True listening means finding meaning beyond just hearing words. As Herb Cohen noted, meanings are not in words, but in people. As Billy Graham understood, a suffering person does not need a lecture, he needs a listener. When leaders listen and maintain confidences, they earn trust. Being heard is so close to being loved, they're almost indistinguishable. People often say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily, quipped Zig Ziglar. Great leaders inspire people to find their own internal drive rather than relying on external motivation. In 1949, Harry Harlow discovered rhesus monkeys solved puzzles simply for enjoyment, revealing intrinsic motivation beyond biological needs and rewards. Later studies showed external rewards could actually diminish intrinsic motivation over time. 7 key internal motivations have emerged. Purpose is strongest, transforming have to into want to. Autonomy matters. Cornell research found companies offering it grew 4 times faster with 1/3 the turnover of control-oriented firms. Relationships inspire most people, while progress requires traction, track plus action. Mastery develops from continuous improvement. As Pat Riley noted, excellence is the gradual result of always striving to do better. Everyone desires recognition, and financial security matters until basic needs are met. As a leader, discover what motivates each individual. Highly motivated people typically score high across all 7 motivators. However, motivation alone isn't sustainable because it's emotion-driven. Elite athletes don't rely on feeling super motivated. They train despite fatigue through established routines. Motivation powers the sprint, but success requires marathon endurance through habits. Equipping leaders drives multiplication and delivers the highest return. Strategic leaders create greater impact by empowering others rather than merely attracting followers through charisma. Maxwell's approach evolved through 5 stages. I do it. I do it and you watch. You do it and I'm with you. You do it. You do it and train someone else. This shift enabled his organization to train 5 million leaders globally in under 20 years. An equipping leader prepares people like for Mount Everest, assessing capabilities, providing necessary equipment and knowledge, teaching strategic thinking, and preparing them to guide others. People typically fail in jobs for 3 reasons: lack of ability/desire, improper training, or misunderstanding requirements. Equipping addresses these through modeling behavior worth following, gathering potential leaders, asking challenging questions, encouraging learning by doing using the 70-20-10 development model, setting tailored goals, and removing growth barriers. The ultimate goal should be working yourself out of a job by equipping others to replace you, with only 2 exceptions: responsibilities specifically assigned to you, and areas where your unique talent cannot be fully taught. Remember that a candle gains something by lighting another candle. More light. Developing leaders who develop others creates a living legacy that extends beyond your lifetime. This compounding effect transforms organizations through generations of impact. Focus 80% of your development time on your top 20% of leaders, establishing a cascading culture of leadership development where they multiply your efforts. Developed leaders create compounding returns by carrying leadership loads, multiplying resources, creating momentum, expanding influence, challenging your growth, ensuring succession, and multiplying your investment. This approach benefits everyone involved, making it the most impacting and rewarding thing you can do as a leader. Remember, your greatest contribution may not be what you accomplish personally, but who you develop. Your leadership legacy is measured by the generations of leaders you help create.